Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. It's Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News for episode 317. And once again, we're going to start off with some sad news, this time from Woods of Terror Haunted Attraction in Greensboro, North Carolina. Our Woods of Terror family is deeply saddened by the passing of Francois Frenchie Michelle Kitchen from cancer at the too young age of 40. Frenchie was a longtime actor, manager, and friend whose dedication, hard work, and love left a lasting mark on Woods of Terror. Though it has been several years since she worked alongside us, her spirit and contributions will always be remembered and cherished. We are grateful for the time, energy, and heart she gave to this place and to everyone who knew her. Frenchie, you will forever be part of the Woods of Terror family. The Big Scary Show sends its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Frenchie Michelle Kitchen and offers up this moment of silence. In more North Carolina news, we have this from the Scream Dreams Haunted Attraction in Thomasville, North Carolina. Have you ever wanted to come out of your shell and become something amazing? Scream Dreams offers you the opportunity to transform yourself into an amazing character. Live your alter ego. Join our team today. Apply at ScreamDreams.com. We have this from the Carolina Horrors Fest coming to Asheville, North Carolina. Join us on Saturday, October 4th for our new Carolina's Horror Fest show in Asheville at the Haywood Park Hotel from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's fun for everyone, and kids get in free. Come see cosplayers, celebrity guests like Tony Moran and Paul T. Taylor, vendors, panels, ghost stories, and so much more. For more info, please visit carolinashorrorfest.com. We have a little sad news from the Asylum on Pine Knoll Drive in Easley, South Carolina. After 5 incredible years of screams, scares, and unforgettable memories, the Asylum on Pine Knoll Drive will not open for the 2025 season. We want to give a huge thank you to our amazing actors, devoted fans, and everyone who brought the nightmares to life. You made the Asylum truly unforgettable. Stay spooky. Keep up with any updates on their Facebook page, facebook.com/AsylumOnPineKnollDR. Have a little hiring news from the Haunted Forest Haunted Attraction in Dungannon, Virginia. We are seeking volunteer actors for this season's Haunted Forest. Anyone interested can message our page, and you must be 18 years or older. Contact them through their Facebook page for more information. We have some news on a new documentary casting call. Maine Genius Productions is currently casting for Haunted House scare actors to be featured in our upcoming documentary, Fright in the Shadows, The Haunted House Legacy. This exclusive documentary will be streaming on Prime Video in October 2026. We're looking to interview scare actors about their experiences during haunt season, the scares, the stories, and the passion behind the masks. To apply, please email frightintheshadows@gmail.com with your name, your age, your haunt location, and how long you've been a scare actor. Step into the spotlight and share your haunted house legacy with the world. We have a little clown news from the Lake Joy Trail of Terror in Kathleen, Georgia. Do you like clowns? Do you really like clowns? We've got a clown takeover coming. Members from the clown cartels in Georgia, Tennessee, Florida, and North Carolina will be invading Lake Joy October 10th through 11th. Mr. Chuckles, Sapphire the Clown, Boogie Britches, Punky Carnegie, and the Carnegie family, DeMonica and Cutcake the Clown as Skates, Plum Crazy, and Trix, and our very own Bex Giggles Patient 9. It's going to be a packed night, so get more information on their Facebook page, facebook.com/OfficialLakeJoyTrailsOfTerror. We have some news from the Dread Hollow Haunted Attraction in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Dread Hollow is looking for social media ambassadors to document and share their Dread Hollow experience. You do not need to have a large following or a portfolio to be an ambassador. You just need to have a passion for social media content and all things creepy, spooky, and horrifying. Apply for the ambassador program today. Find a link to apply at their Facebook page, facebook.com/DreadHollowChattanooga. Have a little convention news with this update from Spooky Empire coming to Orlando, Florida. We're announcing a very special guest. The one and only Method Man joins us at Spooky Empire for one of his first convention appearances. Method Man is the acclaimed rapper, actor, and member of the legendary hip-hop group Wu-Tang Clan. Beyond music, Method Man has built a diverse acting career with roles in films like Scary Movie 3, How High, Vampires vs. the Bronx, Venom, and Garden State. With a career spanning over 3 decades, he continues to be a prominent figure in hip-hop and pop culture, so meet Method Man at this very rare appearance for 2 days only, Saturday, November 1st and Sunday, November 2nd at Spooky Empire in Orlando. Tickets and more information can be found at SpookyEmpire.com. We have a little film fest news from the Knoxville Horror Film Fest in Knoxville, Tennessee. All sequels eventually go to space, so for our 17th annual fest, we're exploring the outer reaches of horror with an emphasis on sci-fi frights, featuring David Cronenberg's The Fly, Philip Kaufman's Invasion of the Body Snatchers, Paul W.S. Anderson's Event Horizon, Toby Hooper's Invaders from Mars, Chuck Russell's The Blob, and Ted Nicolou's Terror Vision. These classics will be peppered throughout the weekend's lineup, headlined by Thursday and Friday's science fiction double feature at the Parkway Drive-In. These films will be supported throughout the weekend with selections from 2025's Short Film Competition, this year's Grindhouse Filmmaking Contest, and this year's festival will once again kick off with a Wednesday evening dedicated to the Knoxville Horror Film Fest 2025 Tennessee Terrors Competition, focusing on DIY horror films produced in Tennessee. Get more details at KnoxHorrorFest.com. That's KnoxHorrorFest.com. Speaking of drive-ins, we have this from the Skyway Drive-In in Warren, Ohio. Do you have your Sinister Horror Fest tickets for October 3rd and 4th? Tickets are selling faster than ever this year, so to be sure you can get in, we highly recommend you get your tickets in advance. On Friday, on Screen 1, we'll be showing Night of the Living Dead, Halloween from 2007, and The Devil's Rejects, with Screen 2 showing Trivial, Army of Darkness, and Tucker and Dale vs. Evil. On Saturday, on Screen 1, we'll be showing The Cellar, 13 Ghosts, and The Craft, and on Screen 2, Slasher Nurse, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, and Pumpkinhead. On Friday, the gates will open at 4 p.m., on Saturday, they will open at 12 p.m., and you must have a ticket to stay for the movies. On Friday, you can shop with over 35 vendors, carve pumpkins while supplies last, and meet and greet with Lou Temple from The Walking Dead before the movies. On Saturday, we will have free hours from 12 to 5 p.m. The free hours will include shopping with vendors, pumpkin carving, trunk or treat, costume contest, laser tag, meet and greet with Lou Temple, and more. If you're staying to watch the movies, remember, a ticket must be purchased. This Horror Fest is going to be bigger and better than ever, so make plans on attending and kicking off your spooky season at the Skyway Drive-In in Warren. Get your tickets and information now at SkywayDriveIn.com. We have this from Buffalo Bill's Haunted Trail in Franklin, Wisconsin. Get paid to scare. Have you ever wanted to work at a haunted trail? Join our team today. No experience is needed, but you must be 16 or older to apply. Watch our website for hiring dates, but please message us if you can't make any of those dates. We will talk to you. Applications and interviews are taking place at 9612 West Oakwood Road in Franklin, Wisconsin. For more information, visit BuffaloBillsHauntedTrail.com. We have a little music news with this update from Midnight Syndicate. Darkened Corners, a new EP of Lost Tracks from Midnight Syndicate, is coming September 26th. The 8-song collection features tracks that were part of projects both realized and unrealized, going as far back as 2005. Darkened Corners will be available on CD and on all major streaming services. It can be pre-saved or pre-ordered now at hypeedit.com/Midnight Syndicate/Darkened Corners. We have this update from Son of Monster Palooza coming to Burbank, California. Bruce Dickinson makes a rare appearance at Son of Monster Palooza this October at the Marriott Burbank Convention Center and Hotel. Note, Bruce will be attending Saturday, October 11th only. In addition to being the vocalist for Iron Maiden, Dickinson is currently on a North American solo tour for his current studio album, The Mandrake Project. Son of Monster Palooza returns to the Marriott Burbank Convention Center and Hotel October 10th through the 12th with over 150 exhibitors, makeup demos, celebrity guests, and more. And once again, for photos with Bruce Dickinson, Bruce is doing a pro photo op only, no table selfies. When at his autograph table, autographs will be sold, but get your tickets in advance. Get more information at monsterpalooza.com. And finally, we have this update from Sinister Creature Con coming to Sacramento, California. Alan Robinson is a featured guest at Sinister Halloween Con 2025. With a career spanning nearly four decades, stuntman Alan Robinson has done it all. From crashing cars, fire burns, high falls, motorcycle stunts, even a record-breaking 3,000-foot bungee jump from a hot air balloon and flying the world's only rocket belt. Known for doubling stars like Tom Hanks, Clint Eastwood, Jim Carrey, Anthony Perkins, Timothy Oliphant, and Tommy Flanagan, Alan's work has left its mark on classics like portraying Ghostface in Scream 2, Batman Forever, Forrest Gump, Psycho 4, and more. As both stunt performer and coordinator, he's helped craft unforgettable action films such as Memoirs of a Geisha to Blades of Glory, while also sharing his expertise at conventions nationwide. On this October 18th and 19th, meet the man who's turned danger into movie magic at Sinister Halloween Con, coming to the Scottish Rite Center in Sacramento. Get more information at SinisterCreatureCon.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority.
They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here. We are at Midsummer Scream in Long Beach, California. It has been a fantastic weekend. Sunday afternoon, things are slowly starting to wind down, but one of the people I absolutely had to get a couple of words in, somebody I have been following since the mid-80s, wonderful, wonderful, very famous reviewer of all things drive-in movies. Are you getting an idea who I'm talking about? Hosts a show on, you know, Shudder and other things. Joe Bob Briggs, he is out here, I believe his first time at Midsummer Scream, meeting his fans, selling autographs, all that good stuff. Mr. Joe Bob Briggs, it is an honor to have you here on A Big Scary Show.
Well, thanks. Happy to be here.
Tell us a little bit about the show. What have people been coming up and asking you most of? I saw somebody had brought a copy of your original book from like 40 years ago and a lot of other things. What are they talking to you or asking questions mostly about?
Well, they ask all kinds of questions. Usually they have some kind of favorite movie that we want me to show. They want me to put on The Last Drive-In. And I always say, how many times have you watched that movie? And they'll say, oh, I watched that movie 30 times. And I said, then why do you want me to show it? Because we want to hear your take on the movie. You know, they want to hear us deal with the movie. Because we interrupt the movies usually about five times in each movie. And we do a big, elaborate introduction, elaborate outro. And we pretty much try to be, we try to be the Criterion Collection of cheap horror, is what we do. And so they'll come with their favorite movie that they want us to air that we've never shown before.
Do you primarily prefer looking at or watching B-movies, so to speak, things that aren't as popular? I mean, everyone's seen Halloween, everyone's seen Nightmare on Elm Street, everyone's seen Friday the 13th. But not everybody has seen Wild Women of Wongo or some obscure monster movie. Do you prefer watching B-movies or semi-famous movies? What is the criteria that you select when you go do The Last Drive-In?
My preference is for us to find a forgotten movie, a forgotten but worthy movie.
Very nice.
We frequently bring movies back to life that have been forgotten. But I enjoy it all. I mean, from the most over-criticized movie like Friday the 13th to the hated movies like Crocodile. You know, I don't. Or we actually had a direct-to-video night where we showed Things and Sledgehammer. And of course, many people hated that, you know, shot on video, late '80s movies. But people came up at this very convention and said that was my favorite episode that you ever did. And so we have a very broad definition of horror, and we show it all.
Have you ever picked a movie and said this might be good for The Last Drive-In that you may not be that familiar with, and you just could not get through it? It was either that horrible or it was just something that you're like, this is ridiculous, let's pick something else.
Well, I had to force myself to watch Things. It's really bad. But there are a lot of films that are more difficult than others. I mean, I'm not a big fan of what they call, quote, elevated horror. I'm not a big fan of sort of art house European horror, but I appreciate it and I'm able to work with it, and we show quite a few of those. And occasionally I love one of those. I love the movie Possession, for example, Polish movie, Zulawski, which we showed and which had quite a following. And of course, I like the early German silent films. And we actually had a show that I'm quite proud of, where we broke all the rules of television, which is never show subtitles, never show silent films, never show black and white, and never show the same story twice in a row. We did all of that in one night when we showed the original Nosferatu, and then we showed the 1979 remake back to back, and we went very deep in the commentary on both of them, and it has been one of our most famous and requested and rewatched shows. Even though it does break all the rules of what people will watch.
I assume you love the movie, The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, and I believe Doug Jones just did a remake of that. Is that true?
I am not a big fan of Dr. Caligari.
Really?
I am a big fan of Nosferatu, but of all the German, early German films, before we took control of horror in the United States, as we should, The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari is way too mannered for my taste. It's like watching a ballet or something. It's artificial movement for the sake of art. And I'm not, and for that reason, I'm not that crazy about it. I appreciate it. I appreciate how it came out of the German traditions of the theater. Germany had the greatest theaters in Europe at that time, and it was theater people making that movie. And I appreciate it as a historical artifact. I don't particularly enjoy watching it.
Nice. Do you like Universal Monsters or Hammer films or anything of that ilk as well?
I like both Universal Monsters and Hammer films, but of course not all Universal Monsters and not all Hammer films. But yes, I like both takes, and the classical films are sort of well known. We tend to specialize in films of the 70s and 80s. I especially like the period of the 70s because it was a time when you could make anything. You could make anything and get it on screens. So you have really ultra-weird, strange horror films like The Baby, or films like Butcher Baker, Nightmare Maker. Those are films that could probably never be made at any other time in horror history. But because the studios were all failing in the 70s, didn't know what to do, a lot of young directors were getting to make their passion project or their personal project just because the studio executives didn't know what to do to get their audiences back. And so I like a lot of stuff that comes out of the late 60s, early 70s.
Last question here, because I know you have a Q&A to go to. With Halloween coming up, October coming up, I'm assuming you're going to be doing something very special with The Last Drive-In and all that.
We're having our usual Halloween special, but we're also having a live event. The all-night, Joe Bob's all-night Halloween Spooktacular. We're doing an old-fashioned spook show and a six-movie marathon, Dusk to Dawn, at the Texas Theater, the Haunted Texas Theater in Dallas. And a lot of our fans are flying in for that, so... So that's what we're doing in October.
Sounds like it's going to be a great time. For people wanting more information about The Last Drive-In, Joe Bob Briggs, Darcy, all things going on with you at this point, are there websites or social medias where people can follow you, maybe your next convention appearances and all that?
Yeah, you can go to joebobbriggs.com and find out anything you need to know.
Excellent. Mr. Briggs, it is an absolute honor and a pleasure to speak to you here on The Big Scary Show. I can't wait to see how the Halloween live show plays out. I unfortunately won't be in Dallas, but we'll look forward to catching you on TV once a month. And all the good things with Joe Bob Briggs, when you were doing newspaper columns back in the 80s, I think the very first time I saw the word breasts written in a newspaper, it was your column. My name is Drew Badger. We're out here at Midsummer Scream in Long Beach, California for The Big Scary Show, having a grand old time with all the cool kids. And we are out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.